Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1188. How to Know If Your Baby Blues Is Really Postpartum Depression, by Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanSelect.com. Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas Eve, if you are celebrating. I am Greg Audino, your host and narrator, reading to you each and every day because relationships are important every single day of our lives. Thursdays and Fridays are for parenting relationships specifically, so just like yesterday, I've got another piece of content here for the parents. This one is from Dr. Susan Chanderban, who's going to be talking about postpartum depression and really just depression in general. So listen closely as we optimize your life. How to Know If Your Baby Blues Is Really Postpartum Depression, by Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych.com. The feeling in your chest is not the swell of pride you thought you'd feel. Your loved ones are swarming around you, your newborn is cooing and smiling, but all you can seem to manage is a weak smile or single-word answers to the barrage of questions about birth, feedings, and sleepless nights. Isn't the baby so precious? Isn't the baby your bundle of joy? Aren't you so happy? You say yes, but you don't mean it. Instead, you're tearful and irritated and drained. You feel the pressure of so much responsibility, guilt, even panic as you look into that little face. None of this feels like joy. This has gone on for weeks, and more, you feel like motherhood might just be one huge mistake. You look into that little face again. Surely this is more than a little emotional baby blues. You're right. Something is wrong with this picture. If you find your early mothering experience is not just suffering from a blue period, but an ongoing darker one, it's time to take a closer look and reach out for help. So, what do you do when your baby finally arrives, but you simply don't feel good about it? First, learn about possible post-birth experiences. You should know that many mothers actually do experience something called the baby blues. There's no hard and fast rule about how you should feel. However, the blues or fluctuating feelings have more to do with the biological rebound of emotions, biological chemicals, and the adjustment period that come in the days or couple of weeks after giving birth. Mothers experiencing the baby blues may feel tired, sad, and overwhelmed. These feelings are not severe and typically only last a couple of weeks. About 80% of mothers experience the baby blues. If you seem to be managing a more serious experience, it too has a name: postpartum depression, or PPD. Approximately 15% of women experience this after childbirth. This condition is serious, physically intense, persistent, and emotionally grueling. Second, show yourself some compassion. You're not crazy, you're not lacking maternal ability, and you are not to blame. First and foremost, give yourself the time and assistance necessary to examine yourself, work through this, and turn things around. Third, compare your experience and PPD symptoms. If you are uncertain whether PPD is the issue complicating the bond between you and your baby, examine whether these common symptoms are happening to you. Do you feel physically out of sync? This might look like persistent sleep disturbance. Are you unable to sleep when the baby sleeps? Perhaps you cannot relax when others come to help. You feel sleep is so hard to come by that you don't even try. Significant loss of appetite. Does food rarely cross your mind? Nothing seems appetizing and the thought of preparing food seems exhausting. Overpowering lethargy and fatigue. Are you totally worn out? You never knew you could be so exhausted. You don't even have enough energy to dress, change diapers, or interact with your baby. Has brain fog settled in your mind? This might look like an ongoing lack of focus. Is decision-making completely beyond you right now? Conversations and concentration may be hard to manage, schedules hard to keep, and names difficult to remember. A sense of disconnection. Does the world feel far away or out there? You may feel like you can't connect with anyone, especially not your baby or partner, the way you want to. Is emotional numbness infecting your closest bonds? This might look like baby bonding problems. Are you waiting for maternal love to kick in? You keep hoping it will wash over you. Unfortunately, it hasn't yet happened. Social or family withdrawal. Do you feel unable to respond well to your partner, your friends, or your loved ones? You feel isolated and unwilling to share yourself with them. Are you constantly succumbing to emotional extremes? This might look like bitterness. Are you often lashing out? Resentment and anger cycle through your thoughts about your baby and motherhood. Hopelessness. Do feelings of inadequacy plague you? You may feel trapped and seriously consider escape. Sorrow. Do you feel crippling sadness? You may cry uncontrollably or feel unbearably low. Have anxiety and panic become constant companions? This might look like a panic response. Do sudden attacks of inadequacy derail you? You may be dealing with physical reactions like hyperventilating or nausea. Fearful rumination. Do you worry that you might harm your baby? You're afraid to be responsible. You may even seek medical advice for reassurance repeatedly. If you recognize a need for help, don't be afraid to reach out to someone you trust right away. The best thing you can do right now is to provide yourself and your child safety and a happier future. Furthermore, an experienced therapist will be a vital resource as well. Don't suffer any longer. You and your little one are meant for more. You just listened to the post titled, How to Know If Your Baby Blues is Really Postpartum Depression, by Dr. Susan Chanderban of ChanPsych.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And a big thanks to Dr. Susan for this article, which is really a crucial read for new moms. She's laid out some great distinctions here for moms who can expect to feel a mix of emotions anyway. But if you're feeling troubled, maybe in the face of a recent change, and you're not a new mother, don't be afraid to come back to this episode and consider whether or not you're falling into much of what Dr. Susan has described. You might notice that very few of the PPD symptoms that she mentioned directly involve the baby and could very well be part of a more ordinary depression. That is, a depression you might feel not after having had a baby. It's so easy to dismiss certain feelings and think of them as phases or maybe mistake them for being normally healthy, especially if we've been feeling them for a while. Guides like this help us to recenter and take a look at trends that, though you might not perceive them as being as troublesome as others do, are still worth taking a second look at. So, I'll leave it there for today, folks. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve, again, if you're celebrating, and I will be back here with you tomorrow for your Christmas Day Q&A, if you'd like to share 10 minutes of your holiday with ORD. That's where your optimal life awaits.